Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the show today. We're so glad that you're here. I have a galactic power couple on the air, and I'm just really excited. Michael Elejon and Laura Legere have been with us before. But for those of you who aren't too familiar with their work, Michael Elejon is a UFO researcher, contactee, direct voice channel, and author of Prepare for the Landings. Are you ready? Laura Legere is author of It's Not Weird Anymore, An Extraordinary True Tale, and she also works a lot with the common law grand juries. They were both featured speakers at this year's ESETI annual event in July, and they are giving us updates today on galactic information, Earth changes, and also the common law grand jury work that they're involved in. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Glad to be here.
Hi, Christina. Thanks for having us back.
Hi. I'm so glad to have you back. You guys are definitely a galactic power couple because you guys are, you know, doing so much work for humanity. And I love having you on the show because you give so many different perspectives, not only the galactic perspective and the work that Michael does with the Ashtar Command, but also the work that you're doing down here on the ground, Laura, with the common law grand juries. So we're so glad that you're here. I know my listeners are excited as well. So, Michael, let's get started a little bit with you because I know a lot of people follow your work. You have been working with Ashtar for many years, as well as other spiritual beings of light. And could you give us any information now? You know, we have the Paris attacks, we have all these earth changes coming, and, you know, people are feeling kind of stuck, a little bit discombobulated at the same time. And I think that we would love to hear a little bit from your perspective and the communication you're having.
Well, that's, you know, there's a lot of aspects to what's going on right now. Now, you know, I will touch on a few things I've touched on before, maybe a little more in depth. You know, as volunteers in Earth Embodiment, and of course the individuals, people that I do the 90-minute personal transformational channel readings for, which of course really help focus a person into their mission, you know, it's very clear to me that when we signed on to this mission, this tour extension, being on Earth as part of the ground crew, they like to call us, we knew, you know, that there were things we needed to accomplish, and we knew that there would be certain challenges we need to face. And that having been said, and as I've possibly discussed before on the show, that we are, of course, as a collective aspect of humanity, we're in a new timeline as of, you know, slightly before 2012, we entered into this new timeline, which has shifted a lot of things around, which in many ways does make things a little easier in one sense, because there's more of humanity, that's majority of humanity, that's going to make it through. At the same time, we also knew when we came into this mission that there was a certain question mark about the exact circumstances that we would be facing. And we knew the basic outline, because we kind of wrote it into our life script, that we would face certain challenges, overcome them, and it would be a great victory of light. But there was a question about, in the chronological linear sense of time, how long this mission was going to take to accomplish. All the wonderful things that we've heard about many, many times now, whether it be the, you know, reevaluation of world currencies coming up with the new economic system, related also to disclosure, and ultimately when our friends upstairs, our extended cosmic family, gets the cosmic green light to come down. Now, anytime you, and I want to emphasize this, attempt to change reality or duality as it has been known on this planet, there's a lot of challenges to be faced because, you know, first of all, when you're going to change something that's been set in place for millions and billions of years, that's not an easy task. So So we were told there would be, kind of like the saying, there would be days like this that we wonder, what did I get myself into? How come it's taking so long? How come all these things that we've been promised haven't, you know, seem constantly it's about to happen? And this has been going on for quite some time. Now, as I've said before, on top of a lot of what we're facing, there's been this cosmic sting operation in place. I was told about that many decades ago, that against the imbalanced forces to outsmart them. And the nature of the mission is that sometimes, while there are times when they give us very vivid details, there's also other times when we kind of feel like we're in the dark and we're kind of stumbling and, struggling along trying to improvise. We're kind of, it's like cosmic improv, kind of in a sense of how we handle things, okay? We have, as I tell people all the time, if they take our sense of humor while we're going, I know there's a lot of very, horrific things that we have to face and even tragic things sometimes as far as the Paris situation, but we have to understand from another perspective that there are scenarios playing out. Some of them are really good. Some of them have been bad. Like I say, the powers that were, the powers that are trying to still be, but they're really losing it, like Keystone Cops slipping on banana peel. So we have to be heavy and light at the same time. How attached are we to the situation as versus how much of a guardian to it? Because when you're a guardian to something, if you're a caretaker to something, you're not attached to it, but you still do the best you can to take care of it, to be responsible. So being heavy and light at the same time has not always been easy, but at least we see the bigger picture. We understand the picture. So bigger picture. So when certain things like false flags take place and events are set up to appear one way, not to say that there isn't reality to what we're seeing, it's the agenda behind what's going on. The person behind the mask, the person behind the mirror. Are we discerning enough to not get caught up in the emotions of it? Can we be compassionately detached? So the thing that they keep emphasizing to me, and in this recently, in a greater sense of detail, and there are shades of the Matrix in this, and certain movies about time travel and things where, we realize that divine creation, God, divine, whatever you want to call divine creation, it's like there's this huge computer program, ultimate virtual computer program that's running, that's interacting with us, and it's testing us. And we knew before we came down here that this was going to happen. It's almost like the analogy of, I hate to use the analogy of this, but, some of these survival TV shows where somebody who has a great life decides to go off and put themselves through horrendous things to test themselves, okay, to see how we handle. And even though people on an earth level tend to judge, and especially when you're dealing with talent shows and things like that, people don't realize that there's a spiritual significance. And the higher forces are not judging us as far as our mistakes and human frailties, because that's where we learn. We learn wisdom through those things. But it's like an ultimate obstacle course. It is like a gigantic computer virtual reality program that this master computer connected with God that we all participated in. It's like the ultimate holodeck of Star Trek, many times more powerful, that to see, while duality still existed, how we could go through this with the least amount of, how we could adapt, how we could, in such a way, and still be focused, and not to learn to get so upset when things keep being delayed. Now, I know there's an awful lot of people out there who I know are part of the ground crew, but they've gotten very cynical, kind of like, well, heck with this. They've promised this for years, and it still hasn't happened. Well, to me, it was very clear from the get-go, because I came into this life with all the cosmic amnesia veils over my mind. So I have a lot of memory of being in the councils, but I did kind of forget a little bit until it was reminded to me very, very recently that this is like a master huge computer program going on. And so I use the analogy of like the Matrix or computer program, because it is like that. And it's testing us. It's putting us through all kinds of things to see how we handle in this survival course, survivalist course that we're really on. It's like the spiritual boot camp, separates the men from the boys and women from the girls. But on a bigger scale, as duality is getting ready to go away, there has been some extensions put upon this test that we knew before we signed on that there was going to be moments when we wanted to throw the towel in. And we wanted to see if we, while putting aside all our powers and abilities that we could get ourselves out of these problems and to snap our fingers, could we persevere? Could we hold the ground, hold the fort, so to speak, when the imbalanced forces seem to be you know, at the gate, so to speak, pushing us to our ends of our ability and our incredible ability to survive. If we pushed ourselves a little further, how much could we be pushed and still keep centered and see the bigger picture and keep focused on our mission without being too attached to the situation, without being so upset when things don't seem to manifest, when we keep being told, well, it's imminent, it's about to happen, you know, and it seems like it's going on forever. But the nature of duality, because of the forces that have controlled this realm up until recently, and they're desperate at this point to try to, quote, fool the elect, is the old saying, to manipulate us, to make us react rather than act. And the more we can be out of emotions, the more we can be compassionately detached. And remember that it was unbearable compassion that drew us into this final test. How can we keep perspective and see the bigger picture and understand our mission? Now, my personal transformational 90 minutes readings that I do are designed to help a person get a bigger understanding individually and how you can be more effective. Well, quote, waiting for some of these events, but being focused on the here and now. It's like being able to master an expectant state of now. You're expecting things, but you're still focused on the now. So the more we can be, the more detached we can be, but responsible and less in our emotions, then we're able to keep our center. And that doesn't allow the imbalance forces to yank our strings, so to speak. Or when events like in Paris happen, are they termed false flag events where something's being manipulated for an agenda? We can be able to look in, see what's going on, acknowledge what's true about it, but also see other things that are going on behind the scenes that are being manipulated for a certain, an attempted outcome. So are we strong enough? Are we discerning enough? Are we centered enough and balanced enough to be able to keep that perspective? That's the challenge in this ultimate computer survival program, holodeck matrix thing that we put ourselves through to learn as much as we could while duality still existed. And knowing that the computer program might alter things and extend it a little bit further, I mean, this is what I now remember about this, which was given to me recently. Could we stand in there when it seemed hopeless, useless, and so many of the ground crew becoming cynical? Could a few of us be strong enough to hold the ground, to hold the fort, and hold the hill, so to speak, when all this spiritual flack was being sent at us? That's kind of in a nutshell about emphasizing more of the recent things that I was told and reminded about, and some of it I really didn't remember, some of it to what degree that we were in this computer program. And so it really is like that ultimate thing, and to see how well we can, as they're not, again, judging us in a harsh way, they're looking at our intent and motive of how we handle the best to our ability. So one day when we stand before the councils, once this computer program decides to alter and shut it down and bring us to a close and how all these wonderful things happen, and we've held our ground until that moment, how well did we do so that in the future, when we go to other worlds that maybe not as challenging at Earth, what we face down here will help us in these other times when we're in transition, except I don't think we're ever going to have to go through as intense a thing as we've gone on through Earth, but it still was a way of preparing us. And there's new energy coming on this planet in the universe that has never existed before, as I've mentioned before, which is also here to help us, adapt. And we're also being surrogates, as I mentioned before, that many of us are taking on things that others are, you know, having difficult with. And that's one thing about my 90-minute transformational channel readings. It helps to give people a sense of how they can individually fulfill their mission more, you know, to be able to take care of things a little easier until that moment that the system shifts things around and the breakthroughs do occur.
Well, I'll tell you, that was a great message, because a lot of people are feeling disenfranchised right now. You know, for example, a lot of people are turning vegetarian and they're drinking their green drinks and giving up all these different foods. Let's just say that, for example, okay? Giving up all these different foods that they really enjoy and you know, but they're doing all this for health. And then you hear about Obama wanting to make mandatory vaccines, you know, so nobody has a choice. And then you have the chemtrails, and so it's poisoning the body. And then you have the fluoride and the arsenic in the water the government's putting in the tap water. And, you know, and so it's like, whoa, you're trying. It's almost like a lot of people I talk to, they're really working hard at all these, you know, changes for their body, for the earth, in their lifestyle. And at every corner, there seems to be another roadblock. So what you're saying is this is part of the test.
Yes. And when we see it's the ultimate virtual reality computer program that we agreed, we gave, it's almost like the analogy, I'm going to use a quick little analogy here, kind of a bad analogy, but, you know, the original, not the remake, but the original Day the Earth Stood Still in the movie, you know, Clancy the Space Brother refers to his robot, or which would really be higher consciousness technology in a real expanded sense, ultimate authority to make a decision at any time about, as far as, you know, in this case in the story, if the world's a threat, they have authority to eliminate that threat. Well, in a higher program, now, and this is not to be confused with negative artificial intelligence. I'm talking about consciousness Elohim technology, but a program so advanced that we, like a giant holojack beyond even what you could see in Star Trek, so to speak, that is running to see how we handle. And yet it is programmed, the ultimate outcome, that the victory is assured. But until we don't know what moment that's going to be. Like it says biblically, no one knows the exact hour time of the day, because part of it is top secret to throw off the imbalanced forces, because every time anyone's tried to predict this, these ultimate reality-changing events, getting a green light to come down and land, or disclosure, or the RV as an example, reality-changing, or even new technology that's on the horizon, trying to decipher that moment is really supposed to be impossible until it happens. We get a sense that it's imminent. I know the words imminent, shortly and soon, as Ashtar often says, has been worn out many times, because of course we want it, but we also have to be, as we are in the present state of now, looking forward to these things, doing what we can to ground the light until the computer program, which I remember very clearly when I look back on that, when it was being discussed and tuning into this system, this program, that it guaranteed us a victorious outcome. But what it could not guarantee, what in linear chronological time, exactly the time duration until time goes away as we think of linear time. As the energies increase, more and more we come out of three-dimension, more and more we come out of linear time. And we're reaching a point here, very, very imminent, soon, shortly, we can't say when that's going to be, and we're being tested to see how well we do at the computer program, which we know we trust because it tests us to bring out the best in each of us. You know, the old saying, God never gives us more than we can handle. It's true. But then we wonder, well, wait a minute, another level. Yes, we did. And we gave this system the ultimate right to decide and alter and make things more interesting as we go along until finally it would be made that that's it, it's over. So we just have to hold in there and keep our head held high as a noble being that we are, and know that the only reason we're going through this is that it's in helping us, it's tempering us, while duality still exists, because soon duality will be gone, and we'll never have a chance to go through this again. Excuse me. So that's kind of an annul.
You know, I received a transpersonal release session, and I got to tell you, it did help me become more optimistic. So it was amazing when I had the session from you, Michael, that, you know, a lot of times, like I was just saying, we do all this work and we're like, oh, what's it all for? I feel like I'm two steps forward, one step backwards constantly, or vice versa, you know, one step forward, two steps back. And so it did really help. And there's a video out there that we created to show, we tested two people, a female and a male, that did Michael's readings. And it's incredible how it showed the human energy field improved after listening to your sessions, you know, after the fact you give a recording. So I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that before we go to our first break.
Yeah, well, I would just say that I thought that was kind of interesting to have, you know, a little more of a scientific, energetic test being done to see what, at least as far as the chakras on that level, what's taking place. And so it was really interesting after all these years, decades of doing this work, to see that kind of effect. And, of course, I know there's other levels that even with the best Earth technology presently, and, of course, the Black Ops have all kinds of things that, unfortunately, we haven't had access to it, but they know also energetically what's going on. But I do know that the higher light encodements that the conscious mind doesn't hear, but the subconscious does, because more than just the session when you experience it, it's playing it back multiple times and getting more juice out of it, and that's when the higher light encodements that Elohim download through their consciousness technologies into the recordings that I provide after each session, that so the person can play it back. Because throughout the session, it's more than, as I said, than just the time you experience it. It's being able to play it back multiple times, consecutive times, and get more juice out of it and experience this more transformation. The more times you play it, the more the transformation occurs. And the higher light encodements are designed, of course, to really activate those, what Ashtar and the higher forces call gifts of the spirit, the abilities, capacities that we normally can't access. But as you, but as was shown in that test, just on an energetic level, as far as the chakras, how they come into better alignment and really enhance what the person is doing. And there's a very interactive sense to enhance other things interactively that may not even be apparent initially by utilizing these sessions personally for each person. And then that also adds to the collective momentum field of the planet to help the collective humanity shift. Even though it's focused and spiritually tailored to each person in a very, you know, specific way, it's unique to each person, it also indirectly helps the collective shift in many ways, too.
Well, you know, the video just came out. The equipment used was Bow Photonic Light Imaging System, which is an advanced technology based off of the Carillion photography. I don't think Michael has it on his site yet because it just came out, but you guys can go to bigcountrypublishing.com, click on the YouTube icon, and it's right there. We put it on our publishing company YouTube channel for now. So you can go. I highly recommend watching this. It's incredible what you see the difference in the body. And it was really fun and entertaining, but it was also very uplifting, answered some questions that I had. And Ashtar is quite a character. Is he a ladies' man, Michael?
He has a certain sense of humor that, you know, when I first reconnected with him in this lifetime, having known him in the council, when during the Cuban Missile Crisis, when he popped in and the room, theoretically standing there and telling me that they were going to allow nuclear war because it was against Federation policy, and that they were coming down over military bases and shutting down their equipment. He was coming off a little more serious, but as time went on, he kind of mellowed a little bit about, you know, for the long haul and this final lifetime. And he has quite a dry sense of humor that comes out at times, you know. And, of course, as you know, he talks extremely fast initially in the first session I do with people because it's designed to speed up your brain waves, which in turn speeds up your frequency so that you can now plug into the cosmic circuit. So he's very, very rapid, faster than I can possibly talk. And some people initially many years ago when he first was coming through, they couldn't even follow him. He was going so fast. And then later it was explained about that thing of speeding up the brain waves and speeding up the frequency. So that corresponds, of course, to that energetic shift as far as the chakras and what's happening in the physical body, because that's also related to our carbon-based physical body changing into more of a crystalline silicon, you know, operation.
Well, if you guys are interested in more information, go to Michael's website, michaelelejean.com, and it's also all over the BBS radio page over on Reach for It Radio Show page. If you need to check back later to get his website. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have a lot to talk about. We're going to bring in Laura Legere, author of It's Not Weird Anymore, An Extraordinary True Tale. And we're so glad you're with us today. The Galactic Power Couple is here, and we'll be right back.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish. Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Are you looking for healing or a change in your life to help you enjoy it more fully? You might benefit from a galactic energy reading and clearing from Chris Jacobs. Chris will work with you on a soul level to clear unseen negative influences, implants, programs, contracts, and energetic blocks. Chris Jacobs is a gifted energy healer. Contact him today at ChristopherStephenJacobs@gmail.com.
Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. We have Michael Elejean and Laura Legere with us today. And before we move into Laura's information on the common law grand juries, I just wanted to get one little closing thought from Michael, because we do hear a lot of things about massive earth changes coming and all kinds of things, not just from the mainstream media, but now we're hearing a lot of this fear-mongering from the independent alternative media that many of us that are on BBS radio and that listen to this show and others, you know, we're seeing a lot of this. So, Michael, what are your thoughts?
You know, one thing I'll quickly say, both Laura and I call ourselves conspiracy optimists, okay? So we were aware of the quote conspiracies, aware of the plans of the cabal, what they were planning to do. But having been said, and there's an old saying, there's plans and then there's life. So they've planned a lot of things that, first of all, as I've said before, there were over 100 events bigger than 9/11, the U.S. 9/11, that was planned by the cabal that have not been allowed, even though they have allowed little false flags with crisis actors and things to take place to test people's discernment. And, there's a lot going on in that sense. But the events in Paris and also predictions about earthquakes, major changes and stuff, I would like to remind everybody that, you know, before we came on this mission, those of us who are true to our ideals and principles, those who embrace the higher purpose, we were promised protection while we were on these missions. The only reason that certain things happen and people get caught up into events, it is part of their life script, and that's what's going to happen. But if your destiny is to live on and participate and being part of the transition team, no matter what imbalance forces try to do, because they're going out the door, they're leaving. And these things, like in Paris and other things, are the last desperate attempt to try to keep us in fear, uncertainty, and be disempowered. We're here to stand in our power, stand in our light. It's our actions that give the higher forces mandated authority to step in on our behalf and all of humanity's behalf. So the more we stand in our light and stand in our power and do the things like what Laura will be discussing here right away, take action. Those actions that we do go a long way to dissipate, diffuse, transmute all the negative things that the imbalance forces ever plan, or Earth changes. It makes the transition a lot smoother and calmer. Mother Earth responds to us like any form of life responds to positive things that we do. That creates a positive reality and helps to heal and transmute all the funky negative stuff that has been plan, and it all starts to go away as we keep focused, and the light is stronger than the darkness. So we don't put our head in the sand and hang out la la land, say, look through rose-colored glasses. We look at things, we use discernment, but we also know there's a lot of positive solutions at our fingertips that our friends want to download to us at any given. That's what I do through my transformational channel readings, help people plug into the cosmic circuit so you also can plug in and get those more solutions and things that will make life a lot easier and better as we go into these final phases.
Well, that's a great message. And it's a perfect segue into Laura's segment here, because Laura, you're doing so much work here, you know, in our wonderful 3D reality that we're working towards raising our consciousness in. Can you talk a little bit about some updates? You know, last time you were on the show, you talked about the common law grand jury, and you're very involved. What are some, you know, highlights that have been happening over the last maybe 6 months with the work you guys are doing?
Okay. Well, I do want to just add one thing to what he was saying, is that There was a YouTube, there was one guy that, there's lots of people exposing all kinds of stuff, and that helps thwart a lot of things. And there was supposed to be a game, some game, I forget what the major games are in Germany, but there was a big stadium, and they were going to have a game, I think last night, and they found an ambulance full of bombs outside of the stadium. And Angela Merkel was supposed to be at that game, so they canceled everything, and then they've been snooping around and getting all the other whatever else they can find in the area, so that didn't happen. See? So what I'm just reiterating, there's lots of things that are planned. There's plans, and then there's lots of thwarting those plans, the negative plans. So... and there's so many more that we have not been aware of that have been thwarted. Plus, it's a miracle that we're all even living on planet Earth with all the stuff that's been going on and everything that you've mentioned. I mean, how are we even walking around? But we still are, and it still is important for people to do as much as they can in their own little sphere to stay as healthy as they can, because there, when you do that, you actually have more of your guides and invisible forces that are protecting you as well. If you're doing as much as you can on your job with yourself, then they step in and help the other aspects, like so much radiation or fluoride or chemtrails or whatever, because there is an automatic neutralization program for the chemtrails that the galactics have. And you can see some people have videotaped them vacuuming up the chemtrails, and some people have, and the sylphs, which are these, they look like wispy clouds, but they are a consciousness that sweeps up the chemtrails as well. So anyway, I can get back to the more that what you wanted me to speak about, which was National Liberty Alliance. If there's lots of new people on for this call, for this show, I can explain about the basics or the foundation of National Liberty Alliance before I get into the details of what you wanted to know about what they've been doing the last 6 months. Let's see. Well, so National Liberty Alliance, we got involved. Michael and I are both involved in it, and we got involved about 2 years ago because we were working on stopping the smart meters, the smart grid in Seattle. That's a worldwide problem, and we've done a lot of activist work. And when I found out what National Liberty Alliance was doing, which was reconstituting all 50 states for their common law grand juries. We did that. We actually did that August of 2014. And we've protested so many things, and this seemed like the best action that I could think of, because National Liberty Alliance is a facilitator, and they're educating everybody on how to take care of themselves in the corrupt system, but what we're doing is we're about common law, and the courts are not common law; they're equity courts, and all they are is really extorting money from people, and they're also in cahoots to steal people's properties and everything. It's just crazy what we have personally experienced with some friends. And also being involved in National Liberty Alliance and all the people that have been, that we know about and all their issues. And so National Liberty Alliance has a 120-hour free civics course that you can take that teaches you about the Constitution and how to go in court, what is the way that court actually behaves now and how you can change that. Now, we don't recommend somebody just taking a little bit of the course or a little bit of knowledge and going in and trying to do anything. You really have to know what you're doing when you have to go to court and face these jerks or criminals, basically. Not everybody in that system is a criminal, or intentionally anyway. you know, a lot of these people went to college, they got their degree, and they really didn't know they were joining a criminal organization, and a lot of them are disheartened by what they've watched. So that's the other thing we're doing, is we are, we've made ourselves known, like the whole country, all the judicial districts, all 94 districts know, the FBI knows who we are, the sheriffs, the marshals, the judges, the courthouses, the clerks, the politicians all know who we are. And we have been sending them, we blanket the whole country with documents, letting them know that we, the people, know the fraud that they've been perpetuating. We explain it and how unconstitutional all of it is. So what we've done
can I jump in, Laura, real quick? So this is what this is the way I see it, and why I want you to talk about this group and people can contact you and National Liberty Alliance. Okay, everybody has been affected in this corruption, whether it's your house was foreclosed on illegal mortgage lending practices and banking and loans, whether your property was taken because, my mind is going blank, that is it eminent domain where they can take your land because they're putting a road through it, or
yes, they don't really want taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your land has been taken, someone who's been unfairly audited and put through, you know, hell for 3 years in tax court with the IRS.
Right.
Maybe you know someone who had their kids taken away because they wouldn't vaccinate the kids. We have all been affected by corruption. There's a I don't remember the statistics, but it's like an overwhelming majority of Americans believe the political system has been completely corrupted and bought out. So if all of us can just come together, doesn't matter what our religious, spiritual belief system is, doesn't, you know, get out of the polarity and join one organization so our voice is heard. Maybe you can only donate your, you know, $100 to their group. Because you don't have the time to volunteer. Maybe you're out of a job and you need to network with some like-minded people. Go volunteer, do something. You know, this is a call to action because there is power in numbers. And we have seen with the organic food movement that if enough people get out there and buy organic food, it forces the food companies to change. So I'm off my soapbox. Take it away, Laura.
Good. That's very good, because that's what, to me, National Liberty Alliance is about. It's empowering people with the knowledge, but we also are we are assisting. We're not just teaching. We have committees that help people we're calling it triage. So if you're getting ready to go to jail, if you're in jail, or you're getting ready to be thrown out on the street, we actually are taking these cases on. And on nationallibertyalliance.org's website, if you scroll down, on the right-hand side, there is, and it's only like barely a quarter way down the page, on the right-hand side is this frowny face, this yellow frowny face. It says help, and it says tax, mortgage, foreclosures, U.S. Tax Court, Probate Court, Family Court, CPS, Child Protective Services, Adult Protective Services, unlawfully imprisoned. Click on that button and you start a process. And there's forms to fill out, and the investigative team will look over your case. We also have documents that are templates for you to fill in and, you know, adjust to your particular case. And we have a common law advisory team that will look over your documents to make sure everything is right. And then we also have a courtroom observer pool that will come and support you in court. So we send out an email in your area to get people to go to court with you. And I've done this we've done this, actually. Before we left Washington State, we went to support some friends of ours that were being, God, this is so crazy. I mean, they just make up anything. The city of Lacey, Washington, which is right near Olympia, Washington, which is the capital of Washington State, has targeted this couple. He's a vet, and he's Afghani, and he's married to an American woman, and he was in our military, and the FBI tried to recruit him as an informant 6 times. This is the normal pattern with the FBI is they try to profile foreigners to set them up for false flags. And they tried to recruit him 6 times, and he refused every time. So in retaliation, he thought he was going on some military mission. He was getting ready to get on a military plane. The next thing he knows, he wakes up in the hospital. His spine is trashed, and they can't tell him what happened to him. And he's paralyzed. And so Anyway, then they tried to deport him. That didn't work. I forgot how that. I mean, I hadn't come into the scene when that happened. That didn't work. So now they're targeting them and trying to throw them out on the street because they painted their garage inside of their garage without a permit, and there is no such permit. And they have been taking them to court for 3 years over this. I mean, it's
you know
crazy.
That as crazy as that sounds. There are so many people being harassed.
I know, exactly. They're harassed and targeted because they're basically stealing. They're just stealing everybody's stuff because they want the money. And they also, that because of their Agenda 21, which is to, especially the rural people, they want to put them in sardine boxes in the cities and have the rural areas for themselves. And so they've been, you know, doing that too, and then, you know, when you're in the big cities with the smart grid, you know, everybody's being radiated, and so I mean, it's amazing, really, that we're able to, you know, even, I mean, this is their plans, yeah. But haven't been able to do everything they want to, and they are not going to be able to succeed.
They target individuals, you know.
Right. All their stuff is exposing them. The more they do this, the more they get exposed. And the opposite effect that they're going for actually happens.
Well, you know, I read recently, and I didn't have time to really do research, but that there was some law, and I think it was in Colorado, where you couldn't camp on your own land.
Right.
And, you know, the campgrounds are overcrowded. They don't let you camp anymore, you know, in all of these different places that you could 15 years ago. And even if you pay for all of the parks passes and fees. And so then you buy your own land and you can't even camp on your own land. You know, a lot of people buy extra property so they can enjoy the outdoors. And it's just gotten ridiculous. So we are all affected in some way. And I seriously doubt anyone sitting, you know, listening to this show can say that their family or friends or themselves have not been affected by corrupt government practices, laws, ordinances. You know, they're just every day taking away freedoms.
Right. And they are all statute codes. They are not laws, which means they're a total fraud. They are all unconstitutional. And we the people are not, they don't apply to we the people, but we think that it does, and we make them, they make us believe that it does on the color of law. And it's not, so that's why National Liberty Alliance is teaching people what's what, and, you know, trying to de-brainwash everybody, you know.
And not everybody can quit their job and go run for local political office, nor do they want to. But this is a way to get involved, to start taking the freedoms. You know, just the membership numbers alone can start changing things. You know, if if all of a sudden they see 10 million, 20 million new members to National Liberty Alliance, even if those people are only paying a $10 fee per year, you know, it's going to start giving more power to the people.
Right. So it's all free. I mean, all this stuff I'm telling you is free, but we do need donations because it costs a lot of money to fax and mail all these documents to all these different factions. I mean, we've been doing millions and millions of documents and doing them consistently. So we've been educating the marshals and the sheriffs that they have the power to arrest these judges, and they have the power and authority to arrest the president, but they have been brainwashed too. So we've been really making friends with the marshals and sheriffs. And so because they have the power to enforce our indictments, because we have, as a unified United States common law grand jury, and that's what we've been acting as right now, because even though we reconstituted all 50 states on paper, we haven't had enough people in the states to do it yet. It isn't as organized, but because usually it takes a few people to really, that are just gung ho to get it going. Then we need more people to train to help us out, because all it's going to do is empower everybody to know who they are and take back this corrupt system, because really we're being run by criminals, and they have made normal behavior criminal acts to them so that they can just steal everything from us and, you know, keep us from being able to do hardly anything. What is the point in that? I mean, why they've been trying to scare us by all these, you know, incident or events that they keep creating. And so that they can, that we volunteer to take our more of our rights away, and you know, we've had it. They basically were on to them, and so and we've also been helping the people that are stuck in the system, in these systems, who have seen all this stuff that they're not happy with, but they need to get a paycheck, and so we're being cheered on kind of invisibly by some people that work within the system too. And so what we need is more and more people to get on board. We can help you, but we need other people to also get educated so they can help others. So we, you know, so like if anybody's in trouble, like here's a really good example of what National Liberty Alliance has done. Now, I've seen other groups protect each other, and it worked too. And so if we actually, you know, really come together as a community to support each other no matter what is going on. So there was a guy last spring in Utah, and he was running for common law sheriff, and they targeted him, and these three FBI agents befriended him and said, "Hey, Stephen, let's go down to the target practice. Let's go do target practice." He's like, "Okay." So they put a gun in his hand, and he does target practice. 3 months later, they arrest him for being a felon that used a gun. Well, the reason he was considered a felon is when he was 19, he had a girlfriend that was 18, and she got pregnant. So underage sex made him a felon. And the FBI agents are the ones that did this to him. So they're the ones that should be in trouble. So we actually got a hold of the sheriff. We sent out a mass email about his incarceration illegally, and we sent out an email with the numbers to call, the sheriff, the judge, the FBI agent, and the courthouse, and you ask them these four questions. And the main one is, why did you arrest him on a fake warrant? Most warrants are fake. They either have a rubber stamp from a judge, or they have a clerk signature. Well, that's totally illegal. A legal warrant has to have a wedding signature from a judge, and it has to have an affidavit that goes with it that explains the cause for the warrant. They never give you that. So what we've been educating the marshals and the sheriffs that they are arresting people on fake warrants. So they're all getting educated on this now.
Did he get out?
Yeah, what happened was they really tried to hold him. So what they did was, and they actually had to shut the phone systems down because they got so bombed with all our calls, they just shut the phone systems down. And one of the sheriffs called a friend of ours that's in National Liberty Alliance. I mean, the sheriff that was, you know, had originally arrested him called one of our friends that's in National Liberty Alliance and said he was concerned for all the phone calls for Stephen Dean. And so he wanted to know what was going on. So our friend Bruce told him, you know, that the FBI agents did this to him. And the sheriff said, well, the FBI agent is the one to be arrested. So we went, hey, maybe we have a ally here. And so so Bruce said to the sheriff, he says, well, do you investigate your warrants to see if they're actually lawful? And the sheriff automatically said, well, we don't have time to do that. We wouldn't get anything done if we did that, because we get 14,000 of those a year in our little county alone. I'm thinking 14,000 warrants a year in a little county in Utah? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's something wrong with that.
Right. So that, I think it dawned on both of them, hey, if I actually investigated whether the warrant was authentic or not, maybe I wouldn't be near as busy.
Right.
And
you
so
know,
that was a
we only
call.
Have a few minutes left. And I wanted to ask you guys, you know, in closing, is there anything you really want to get out there? Because you guys are the Galactic, you know, Council and also the Earthly Ground Crew. And you guys are really working to help humanity. And I know myself and a lot of people who follow you very much appreciate your efforts.
So you're asking us to do...
Do you have any closing comments for the audience?
I've already kind of touched on it, but as far as events happening on this planet, you know, big events that affect numbers of people, I would like to tell everybody, too, that a lot of things that are being planned, whether it was the Paris event, they're always planned on a much larger scale. And my sources said it was being planned. There were going to be thousands of people who were going to die. Now, you know, the few people that compared to the number they were planning, all I can say is there has been intervention going on. The more that we, the people, take personal responsibility as well as and involving asking higher forces to step in to back us up. You know, they're the cosmic backup team. We're the boots on the ground, as they like to say. We're giving them mandated authority. So the more we take personal responsibility, the more we become empowered, the more we ground the light, the more we get involved and do the work as Laura is explaining, that counts big time toward the laws of non-interference that have been altered and changed somewhat because more people are becoming empowered. That gives the Galactics of Light more authority. And the more we do that, the more things are going to shift around.
Okay, the other thing is that what we see, and this has been discussed on the conference calls with National Liberty Alliance, is that once we get in the courts and we have already fought them, because once we get in, we don't have to battle them anymore. We will be the Earth Council. We don't need politicians. All we need is good people in your area to take care of what needs to be taken care of in your area as a council. And we need, you know, good people to get on with that. But we also, in the meantime, we have to go in and get rid of that system.
So a step in the direction to replace the old corrupt system is to, you know, join an organization like National Liberty Alliance.
Yeah, right.
So Laura's website, I just want to get this in before we run out of time, is lauralegere.com. And Michael's website is michaelelejean.com. And nationallibertyalliance.org is where you can find out more about what Laura's talking about. It's been such a pleasure having you both on the show. And guys, don't forget to check that video out of Michael's transpersonal release channeled reading session. I'm sorry, I got the my mind got a little fogged. I'm just so fired up about the common law grand jury, Laura. But make sure to check out information about Michael Sessions and check out that video on BigCountryPublishing.com's YouTube channel, because it's really a cool video. You get to see what his session does to the body and how it positively affects the energy field. Well, thank you guys so much for being on the show.
Well, thanks for having us, Christine. It's always a pleasure.
And make sure you keep your eyes on the skies, too.
Wonderful. Well, for all of you listening, thank you so much for joining us today. Please keep in contact. Check out the Twitter feed, and it gives you up-to-date information on our shows. My Twitter handle is at Callista Winslow. It's also on the BBS Reach For It Radio Show homepage if you forget it. And we love you, Michael Lejean and Laura Legere. Thanks for being on the show. And to the audience, thank you and have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.